Kalan, I'm good evening. My name is Carlos, and today we're talking with people in your area from New York Opinion Research about some local issues. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Is your zip code 11368? Is that so correct? Your opinion really matters, man. I'm sorry?
What did you say? Go ahead, talk again.
My apologies, I didn't mean to interrupt you, ma'am. But are you registered to vote in the state of New York?
Yes, I'm registered. I vote.
Thank you.
How you go and about registering again? Once I register, I have to register again?
Not at all. Once we'll do it. But the next question is just for a statistical purpose only. By no means we're trying to insult your intelligence. So do you think of yourself as a male, a female, or something else?
What? What's really wrong with you? You want to know if I'm a male or I'm a female?
I'm just a female. Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you. Now, just for a statistical purpose only, and just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
Why would I tell you? That has to go on the papers at the thing there too, at the register.
No, not at all, ma'am.
That's how you register?
No, this is how they do it, okay? They conducting a survey with public opinion, like people from the community, about issues that are affecting you, like the trash not being picked up, the potholes on the streets, so on and so forth, and also about the next election. And they just want to know that we included everybody in the community. That's all, man, just for a statistical purpose only. But are you considering yourself Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No,
yes or no?
I'm Jamaican, ma'am.
Jamaican girl. Nice to meet you.
Yes,
it's a pleasure talking to you.
Jamaican. I went to England. I go to Canada. I try to travel as much as I can, you know? I'm a born Jamaican.
Well, I'm so lucky to be able to talk to you. Wow, I never met somebody from Jamaica. My sister-in-law is from Aruba, which is in the Caribbean anyway, but, you know, it's not the same. But moving on, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? High school, some college, but not a degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, or master's degree, or professional degree?
No, I go to high school, like secondary high.
Yes,
ma'am. And then you go to, like, you do even classes and things like that.
Oh, understood. So for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or you were not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else, or you did not vote?
Listen, we need a change. We need a change. You remember in Jamaica we had that first female president, prime minister? All right.
Yeah,
you remember in England we have that Asha, that lady in England?
Right.
In India, remember we have a female lady for president, for prime minister?
Well, I didn't get to India, but this is from the 2020 general election. That was the last election, not this one coming up. But on the last election, did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, or someone else?
Yes. We need a change. A change got to come. We need a female now to show these men that, listen, not only they alone can stand and talk. We females can stand on the table and say, listen, when I talk, then you can answer. Right? We need that now. We need a change.
Understood, ma'am. And I understand you're probably referring to the next election between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. I believe that's what you're referring to, right? But the question they want to know is, from whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or you were not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat?
Democrat, yes.
Okay, Joe Biden. Thank you, ma'am.
What happened with these guys? They to think positive and talk to the community and talk as if they're men and they have good knowledge of things. Don't talk as if they don't know and they want to put anything on the table. No, it's
be
not
able,
working like that.
Right,
no,
be able to relate to people, right, that they represent.
Right, in decent way, right?
Yeah. Well, ma'am,
that's how I see life.
Mm-hmm. I sincerely thank you and appreciate you taking the time to help me, but this quarter you qualify for is already being filled.
Yes,
thank you, ma'am.
We need
appreciate your time.
Like you to talk. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Pleasure to meet you. Bye.